Okay, here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Science Us. This is Science Us, the podcast where we talk about science stuff, and we are definitely, definitely qualified.
Oh, yeah, we're scientists.
100% qualified. My name is Peter, and this is
Ivan Decker.
This is my episode to science, Ivan. And so I'm going to base it off of some stuff I read about and an email we got from a guy named Steve.
Who it was?
I cannot remember the name of who was it.
Our email was from a listener named Michelle. So Michelle, if you're listening, thank you for your email.
Thanks so much.
It was very exciting to research this topic.
It really was.
An episode about it.
Yes. I researched it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it was exciting for you.
Okay, so the thing Michelle told us about is that in space, when you go to space, the astronauts up there in space, not us, but the astronauts, have been getting taller than their normal height. When they go to space, they become taller. From the amount of time that they're up there, they come back down, and they are just a little bit taller.
Wait, they're taller when they get back to Earth? I thought they were only tall in space, and then when they came back, they shrank back down.
Well, and that's why you set me to researching it.
Yeah. Now, here's what I think happens, if I'm not incorrect.
Yeah, you fire from the hip, and then I'm going to come in with the thing I read.
So what happens in a zero-gravity environment is there's no longer pressure on your spine in a downward direction. Mm-hmm. So what happens is the vertebrae of your spine are able to expand a little bit more because your spine is flexible. It's made of separate pieces with fluid in between. So the space in between those vertebrae gets a little larger, and that space fills with more fluid. And so when you come down, your spine is a little bit longer, so that makes you taller. Is that close to what it is?
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you a couple of things. Thing number one, you were pretty much bang on of our current understanding of it.
Okay.
Basically, what you said, it allows the vertebra to expand and relax. So they that relaxation, that no longer having gravity giving the downward pressure, mm-hmm. allows them to kind of just, expand and relax.
I bet it's really good for your back. I bet it feels good.
It must feel great. One point of correction, though. It is technically called microgravity, not zero gravity.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Because we're still caught in the Earth's orbit, blah, blah, blah. There's still a tiny bit of gravity.
Yeah,
when you are orbiting something.
It's just zero G. Sounds so cool.
Yeah.
Zero G. The amount of movies with zero G in the title.
It's true. Microgravity sounds like something you have to buy at Staples.
Yeah, totally. It's like, my microgravity broke.
Do you have another pack of microgravity?
Oh, man. Which version of microgravity is it? Do you have the new micrograv? No, I pirated it.
My micrograv won't load.
I pirated it. It won't update.
Now I'm in trouble.
Whereas, like, zero G just makes it sound like sunglasses.
To me, zero G sounds like, I realize this might sound stupid. I've already started saying it, so I'm going to say it. It sounds like you're already coming into the middle of an action movie.
Yeah, totally.
Zero gravity. Like, oh, what happened? What's going on? Catch me up.
Zero G. Eight zero. People, seven punches. Only one will not be punched.
the last puncher.
I don't know why.
Only one will not deliver a punch, too.
Yeah, somebody's not delivering a punch and someone's not receiving, one.
But what if one guy punches one other guy three times? Now the math is all out of whack.
Yeah. But, I mean, we know for certain at least one person's not getting punched.
at least one person's not getting punched, and at least one person is not punching.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, it could just be seven guys punching one guy.
It's just a robbery.
Yeah.
It's just a horrible robbery.
Robbery in space.
Zero G.
Zero G. The G stands for gold. It's how much gold he had after the robbery.
Can you guys, like, be honest with us, listening, out loud to your in the kitchen or wherever you are? Just honestly, would you watch a movie called Zero G where the punch or the tagline was eight men, seven punches?
I think that's a pretty good tagline. Maybe not for a movie called Zero G, but if it was called, like, Punch Fist.
Or, oh, so funny.
All right, so in microgravity, people don't...
I know what the movie's called. It's called Punch Some.
Punch Some?
Punch Some. But, like,
it's spelled
S-U-M.
Like awesome?
No. Yeah, okay, fine.
Punch
that's
Some.
That's better. Punch Some.
Man, this is totally Punch Some.
Eight men, seven punches.
I wonder if punch some is an actual word to describe, like, a boxer. Because, like, awesome... Awesome is, like, the main some word we use, but there's also, like, handsome.
Yeah.
And then also toothsome is a word.
Oh, yeah,
to describe
a word.
People
so
who, like, smile a lot.
Why wouldn't punch some be a word?
But, like, punch some is pretty close to handsome. It's just,
you know,
like, your hand is a fist.
You know what sounds like it's really a word? Kick some.
Kick some?
Kick some. Doesn't that sound like it's definitely a real word?
Yeah. Kicks them.
Somebody is going to email us about this, like where words come from.
A linguistics professor. And they're going to be like, hey, do words get bigger in space? You guys got off topic right away.
Immediately.
Sorry, Michelle.
Okay. Michelle, we're getting back on topic here. Yeah, so it's strange, but it's true. You do get a little bit taller in space. Now, they are, as of 2013, they brought up a bunch of, like, spine scanning stuff, so they're probably still going through the data to find out what's actually going on. But the main belief and the, like, most plausible theory is, yeah, that your vertebrae expand and relax. And they've found that, so they're going to basically do the test, what did I write in my notes here? 30, 90, and 150 days in microgravity. So 30 days, they're going to see how tall each other are by scanning their spines, then 90, then 150 days. When they come back, they remain that height for a few months.
Oh, yeah.
However, they slowly return back to their usual height.
Okay.
So it does seem like something that your spine can sustain for a bit, but the pressures, the rigors of real gravity, of full gravity, I guess, come back and eventually recompress.
They squish out that fluid. Is it the vertebrae themselves that have expanded? Like the bone?
Yes.
I don't think the bone gets bigger?
I'm going to say that the vertebra itself is the thing that can expand, yeah. Because if you think about the fluid, I mean, it's like how hydraulics work.
Yeah.
Right? The fluid is already in a state that it can't do much more compressing or expanding.
That's true.
I mean,
liquids aren't very good at being compressed.
I'm talking right
solids
out of my
ass here,
though.
Solids are a little bit better.
Or at least porous bone is a little bit better.
Yeah. It's got some gas in there.
It's got some room to wiggle.
Some bone gas.
That is why. Bone gas.
Bone gas.
Michelle, check it out, Michelle. Mitchell? Do you prefer Mitchell? I looked into more stuff about humans getting taller, because it turns out, our average height that these astronauts are going to return to is taller than it used to be.
Yeah.
In fact, in the past 150 years, we have grown an average of 4 inches taller than our ancestors.
Totally. Like, anytime you rent an apartment that was built in the 70s, the shower is so low.
Yeah.
It's like hitting you in the chest. And it's like, did everybody used to be tiny? But it is true. Like, I think we are getting taller. And, like, you and I, who used to work at Science World, we used to observe people on field trips, and there would be grade 7 kids coming in that were, like, absolute lummoxes. They were, like, 7 feet tall.
And those poor guys, like, they just don't know how to operate those bodies. That's way too tall for a teenager.
They're not
child.
Ready for that kind of equipment.
That's so much equipment.
They're just, like, swinging it around, hitting door frames and stuff.
Oh, you know what? They were quite awkward. It's crazy. Watching a tall person who is young and awkward with their body is, Oh, it's just a real treat.
It's pretty great. It's like seeing a baby giraffe.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You're like, look at all its knobblies. Look at it knock its knobblies into stuff.
Look at his knobblies.
He's knocking knobblies around.
Now, here's the next question, Michelle.
So are we evolving? Are we getting taller? Is that...
Can this episode just be called Michelle? Here's the thing, Michelle.
Here's the thing, Michelle. Peter is sticking to his tradition of naming the episode at 10 minutes in.
I will not ever give up on that tradition.
Already calling it.
Oh, man. Here's the thing, Michelle. That's the episode title. If you're just tuning in.
He messed up your own running joke.
I only messed up one of them. I'm a collection of running jokes at this point.
You're just tuning in. That's got to be in an episode about tuna.
Yeah, we'll be doing a fish episode soon, hopefully. Can you do one? Science me about fish. Okay, let's get...
Yeah. Somebody email a question about fish.
Yeah, email us.
We're on topic. If you're just tuning in, we're talking evolution and people getting taller.
Yeah. So, but that is... Now, Michelle, here's the thing. That's the question. Are we evolving to be taller? Or is it simply... because we are eating better and have better access to better healthcare. And I'll tell you, the answer is the second one.
It's the latter.
Yeah, after all my looking into it, they've found that it is actually just the fact that we're getting, we have more access to better food and even worse food, but we're still getting all the calories, way more than, rather, of the calories that we need, especially
really
when we're
packing
growing
it
up.
In.
We're just packing it in there. And we have way better healthcare than we did in the...
But I don't know. What does healthcare have to do with being tall? Like, was it head injuries from hitting it on stuff?
I believe it was only head injuries.
All the tall people used to die.
Yeah. It was also, like, rampant conservatism in construction principles. So, like, they just wouldn't make taller houses. So
yeah, no way.
People just had to compress for the longest time.
Man, my spine... My bone gas.
It's compressed.
My bone gas is compressed.
I'm letting out all my bone gas. And they would say that and then promptly get shot for heresy.
So that's not evolution. Are there any evidence of any evolution going on with people? Like, because we've been around for a while.
Yeah,
is there any changes?
You know what's interesting? Geologically speaking, we've been around for the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
I read somewhere that if the span of... the Earth's life, the life of the whole planet, like 5 billion years or whatever, was spread out.
Time.
Was spread out over one calendar year. We would show up. We're showing up on December 31st at like 11 p.m.
Yeah,
that's how little time we've been around for. So yeah, there's still definitely evolution happening on us, but I don't think that's the height thing. I mean, sure, maybe once we reach an average height, our average height, but it's already leveling off, so we're kind of nearing what our genes want us to be.
Yeah.
Based on the amount of food we're giving ourselves and blah, blah, blah. So we're not getting too much taller anymore. It's starting to level out a bit. Stuff that's written in the code. However, the code can change. But, I mean, that takes anywhere from 10,000 to hundreds of thousands of years.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe it'll be divergent. Maybe we will become...
Like the movie?
Separate species, you know?
Is that what Divergent is about, the teen movie? Did you watch
it? Is it?
I was asking you.
I don't know. I've never even heard of this movie.
I don't think the movie Divergent, which is a teen... you know, like the Hunger Games? It's like that, but different a little bit in that the title is different.
Oh, yeah. It's like, hey, the Hunger Games did really well. Quick, get us every book with a strong female lead about teenagers fighting. Is there a love interest? Yes, there is. Let's make it. Oh, the script is garbage. It's okay.
Is it two
teens
different
are stupid.
Men? Is it two different boys after the same special girl? Perfect.
Which boy is cuter? Is the cuter boy the one that's less desirable by society?
Is it all loosely based on some kind of game structure, the only thing teenagers understand anymore?
Ooh, put a bow and arrow in it. They are cool. spoiler alert on The Hunger Games. We just debunked it.
I liked The Hunger Games. I did not like the newest one. Oh, it was bad. It was real bad.
Oh, I didn't see the most recent.
Yeah, don't see it. Don't see it.
The one which it's like the half of the first one.
Yeah, I guarantee you that the second half of this movie is going to do a previously on In 5 minutes, you will have been caught up. You won't need. You don't. You literally don't need to see this. This. Okay. Why are we getting into the Hunger Games right now?
I was riffing in my crazy voice,
old timey voice.
We were talking about Divergence. Old timey
producer.
We were talking about Divergence. So
right,
Divergent evolution means that, like, you know, like us and monkeys, like we maybe had a common ancestor, but at this point we are now two very different species.
Yeah.
So do you think that, like, humans will be the common ancestor?
You heard it here first on Science Us.
Slip of the tongue.
or was it?
I don't know why that voice is coming in so much.
I like that he's a modern Hollywood producer of The Hunger Games.
But he's got that voice. I assume everybody in Hollywood still has that voice.
Maybe he's just got old school values. They unfroze
him.
That's
like the rule. Yeah, they unfroze him. He's got one of those, like, old-timey director bullhorns. It's not electronic. It's just a cone with a hole in it.
Now see here, Katniss.
Quiet on the set, please.
Quiet on the set.
All right, grab that rain jacket and you're in love.
Here's what the teens want to see.
Can we put a tap dance number in this?
Now, in this scene, we're going to tell you how special you really are. Remember, you're a foil for the audience.
All right, so where do you think humans are going to end up going? There is evidence of evolution taking place minusculely in, like, communities that are at a higher elevation, like in Tibet, places like that. Yeah. Babies there are born with a much higher lung capacity,
right,
for breathing a different kind of air. So I feel like we're adapting, but the thing is like, we're kind of nailing it in our environment.
I don't know
what else we would need, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The problem with evolution is it seems to have arisen out of some kind of a need. Like, giraffes had long necks because they needed to reach the food up high in the trees. So the short neck horses died or whatever. And the giraffes were like, see ya in hell. I'm getting all the tall stuff.
Except then you had all the tall giraffes eating the trees. So the short giraffes that were just horses, I guess, just kept eating the grass. And then it all kind of leveled out.
So, like,
and now
what
we have
it?
Both.
What are we gonna become?
Here's what you describe. What I love about the Tibetan thing, was it Tibet? Is that what you said?
Yeah, Tibet.
Here's what I love about that is that's a great example of microevolution, something that we've done a bunch of times to ourselves. For instance, I don't know if you can, but I can still drink milk, and a lot of us can, and that is because of a evolutionary pressure that we imposed upon ourselves.
Yeah, by making cheesecake a thing.
Yeah, and of course, even earlier than that, by having nomadic people like Mongolians and stuff who didn't have time to sit around and make a bunch of crops. They would just bring their cattle with them, and that was a great source of protein.
We got some goats up in this.
Goats up in here. And so if you think about that, if you are able to digest milk past 6 years old and it's back in the day, then you are stronger for it. And you can live longer and thus make more babies. And then that becomes the gene that is selected for.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, Peter. Those of us that have trouble digesting milk are not dying from it.
But you just have to
take a little bit longer in the bathroom.
But the thing that is different now.
People are catching up to you while you're squatting behind a bush and bashing your head in.
No. Ivan, the thing that's different now is that we have access to more food. But back in the day, that was it. So if you couldn't digest the milk as well as somebody else could, you just wouldn't be able to get as much protein as somebody else. So then you'd have more of a lanky comedian's body.
Yeah, a lanky comics bod. And lanky combod.
Yeah, and then the people famous for their ability to drink milk and eat lots and lots of meat and have a great time at it, you know, would go around doing all the killing and sleeping with all the babes.
Yeah, they're famous for it.
Famous.
You see that guy over there? He's a real milk drinker.
This guy has been all through history.
This voice guy?
The 20s movie director?
He's the guy who tells what's happening.
You know what that is? That's a case of microevolution right there. That he's able to drink the milk. Look how big and strong he's going to get.
Oh, yeah. You guys should mate with him. I mean, girls. Whoops.
Look at this.
Guys, don't do it. It's not going to make more babies.
It's not going to make any more babies.
Oh, but it's so much fun.
Make sure to vaccinate your kids. he's pro-vaccination. That's why I like him.
Yeah, ooh, topical.
That's why I like this guy.
That debate's back in the news. We should do an episode about that eventually.
Do we want to even?
Probably not. I think it's pretty cut and dry. Hey, if you guys want to know what the general consensus is about this whole vaccine thing, check Twitter.
We should just cruise...
Everyone's tweeting about her.
We should just cruise through an episode of stuff not to be stupid about. So it would be like a quick one on evolution, a quick one on 10% of the brain that we already touched on.
Yeah.
Vaccines, just like, yep, don't be stupid about it.
Here's some things. I mean, we'll probably get to an episode where Ivan Decker will go on one of his trademark rants about it. Like the whole pencils in space from the previous episode.
I loved the pencils in space one. That was a great rant.
Pretty good.
That was one of my favorite rants.
It's a pretty good Decker rant.
I found this interesting little this article on the webs.
Yes.
That talks about what we're going to look like. So here's the thing. You are right. We've definitely gotten to a place where we are shaping our environment around us.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we put on coats when it gets cold. We go inside. We have a lot of barriers between us and the environment so that we are kind of stalling microevolution, I think.
Yeah.
Or at least noticeable amounts of it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so, you know, we're not still really hairy and thick-skinned because we're used to the cold. Some of us are, but not me. I'm thin-skinned and hairless.
Right.
Yeah. So that stuff is definitely like, who knows, we can't really tell what the differences are. But the thing is, evolution doesn't really care about that. Evolution isn't this like thing that's sorting out an end goal. Evolution is just literally responding to any given pressures by naturally selecting genes that work. So it's like, so in the case of our evolution, yeah, sure, like we don't need, you know, we're not going to get hairy backs or something.
Are we getting smarter? I think we're going to get dumber for sure.
I think we're getting smarter in a weird way. Like we're getting smarter in a very, like this is one of the first times, you know, or at least if you count the past, like maybe like 500 years or something. The first time, like this 500 years is the first time that humans have been able to specialize as much as we are. You know what I mean? Like you go back way back in the day and everybody kind of had to know how to fight and kind of had to know how to make food.
Yeah.
You got to be generally smart at a lot of stuff to survive back then. But mm-hmm. nowadays, like, I don't know how to properly shoot a bow. I don't have no idea how to make food or slaughter an animal properly. You know, but I've got a lot of, I'm smart in other ways. this sounds like I'm trying to, like, defend.
You're backpedaling now?
This sounds
hey,
like,
listen!
This is the speech I give myself in the mirror every morning when I wake up crying.
Hey, You don't know how to slaughter an animal or shoot a bow, but you got other qualities.
You're smart in other ways, Peter.
You sure know how to put on jeans.
Look at those jeans. Look how on they are.
They're on your legs.
Like, I agree with you. There's a lot of us getting stupider, but there's also a lot of us, like, trying to make
trends,
more robots.
The trends that I've seen, and like I don't think this is nature though, like this is I think very nurture, but it's basically the ideas of tolerance or acceptance. Tolerance sounds bad. I don't like that word because it's like I'll tolerate it, but I don't like it. Acceptance, I think, is a better word for it. But we are much more accepting of people doing their own thing. You know what I mean? Which
right.
I don't think has anything to do with evolution, but I think that's what we're sort of heading towards as in societal evolution. Like, we're
right.
kind of just cool with everybody doing stuff.
Which is great, though, because that can affect evolution as well over the
totally,
long
because, like, yeah, the Mungalards who are like, I don't like these people doing different stuff. Like, I think some girls, at least, will be like, I'm not mating with that guy. He's a bigot.
Yeah, well, actually, maybe that's true. Maybe we will select for more open-mindedness because if there, I don't know, it's hard because you have to find out if there's an actual hardwired way to make people more conservative or more open-minded or able
yeah.
to adapt to new stuff.
That's what I mean. That's why I think it's very grounded in nurture. It's grounded in the way that you're raised and sort of what affects you around in society, which is why it's such a hard thing to sort of speed up. Like, this kind of goes back to my other argument of like old people need to just hurry up and die already about it.
Really, really great stuff. Really positive, happy stuff.
Hurry up and take your bad attitudes and take them to the grave. Take your racism and weird thoughts out of here. And I think that's another thing that I find, this is sort of a weird side note, but like, I believe we touched on this before about how medical science has this kind of, for lack of a better term, dick measuring contest about like keeping people alive, even though they're so done.
Right.
Like they've got dementia or whatever. And like, yeah. But it's still, they're like, huh? Look how alive they are. And it's like, yeah,
I think we're coming around on that. Because people are, there's general, like a wider acceptance of euthanasia.
Yes.
For people who are like, listen, I've had a great life. This cancer sucks. I'm going to go. Peace.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're like, we'll keep you alive so you can still be in pain.
Yeah. Don't you want to see how bad it gets? No. No, actually. Okay, here, getting back onto the thing. Are we going to get taller, do you think? I don't know what we'll select for height. If we start to find that more attractive, you know, that then, of course, maybe we'll start selecting for taller people.
I think it is. It's definitely more attractive. Girls right, love a tall guy.
They really do, don't they?
Man, yeah.
But they, if you look back in history over the different body types that we found attractive, especially with ladies, right? You know, like we liked them fatter, and then we like them skinny, and then we like them waifish, and now we like them curvy again. And it's like that doesn't count as affecting evolution, really.
No, because that's done by the media. You may as well be saying that we're going to evolve out of bootcut jeans.
Well, no, because it's. We're picking for specific body types, but that's the same thing. I'm arguing that the same thing is true of height. Just a thing, because basically what would have to happen is we would across the board need to not be sleeping with short people.
Yeah, but I don't think like short dudes are gonna come into favor.
Yeah, but I also don't think they're gonna
go. It's
like
wide ties. They're never coming back. But he's like, save your wide ties. They're coming back. No, they're not.
Okay. See, that touched a nerve with me, Ivan, because I have some wide ties and I like them.
Throw them away.
No, I like wearing them. I hate skinny ties.
Skinny ties are the only way to go for a body type such as ours.
Yeah, but I eat a lot of Wendy's.
So you're going to become like a short, stocky guy, and then you can wear
tie? I'm just saying, yeah, the wide tie works for my body type. Maybe not yours, you skinny little hipster.
We're like the same size.
Listen, guys, if you're just tuning in, go to the website, which we'll have eventually, and there's just going to be a picture of Ivan and I naked standing next to each other. And you can decide for science. For science.
I was saying gross to my own body. Nobody wants to see that. Your body's all right.
Yeah, you know what? Your body's better. All right, let's move on.
So, like, okay, I spun that into a compliment for myself.
I love it. You knew what was going to happen.
Real,
you played your cards perfectly.
Real spin doctor. Spin Dr. Decker. It's back.
That's what they call you.
So, evolving basically to be sexier.
Sure, well, yeah, but that doesn't mean anything because it changes all the time and we're always selecting and there's 7 billion of us, so we're always getting, you know, it's like people thinking redheads are going to disappear. It's like, well, that's not how alleles work when you're, you know, mixing genes. Red hair is going to still be around for a while, and so is blonde and brunettes, and all that stuff is going to be around because it's more complicated than just like tall, not tall.
Yeah.
Tall wins, everyone's tall.
Yeah, that whole like... model they showed you in grade 10 science.
Yeah.
It's like long-haired guinea pig, short-haired guinea pig, parents mate, long hair not as good.
Yeah,
goodbye long-haired guinea pig.
And then you learn that once and then you're like, ah, perfect, I understand all of genetics.
I think I get it. I think I understand genetics now. Long-haired guinea pig.
But my mom isn't albino and my dad isn't albino. What's happening?
Well, is your grandpa? Listen. Must be one of your grandpas.
have you taken a look at your grandpa's? It's that guy. We should give him a name.
Nope. He's just okay. The disembodied voice of Mr. Advice.
Mr. Advice. Well, you just gave him a name. There you go.
Damn it.
Okay, so I was looking up some articles here.
So I think the question
Michelle,
on everybody's mind is, Peter.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll answer her question later.
When do we get superpowers?
Here's what this is perfect. This is what the article was talking about. What are we going to look like, not in 10,000 years, which is kind of boring, but what are we going to look like in 100,000 years?
Ooh.
Yeah, I know, right? And so there was a couple of things that they...
Will we get wings?
They looked into. We're not going to get wings, but we're definitely going to be darker skinned. And not just because we're like all sleeping with each other and all the skin tones are mixing.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that'll do whatever it does, but that's not really a major factor. But what they believe the major factor is living further away from our sun. Because they believe that in 100,000 years, by that point, we will have figured out how to live on Mars and have a bunch of generations on Mars, or how to live in deep space.
Yeah.
So our skin will adapt to defend itself against things like increased exposure to cosmic rays.
Yeah, totally.
And if you've ever seen any Margaret Keane paintings, you know, the painter with the painted, there's a movie about her right now, Big Eyes. All her characters had really big eyes. We're going to look more like that, too, they say. In 100,000 years, we're going to have big old eyes.
Cool. Like bush babies. We're going to look like bush babies?
We're going to look like bush babies.
Will we get one really weird long finger for getting ants out of their nest?
If the only food to eat is ants, then people with longer fingers will fare better than us.
Okay.
Shorties.
Perfect.
Stub fingers, they call us.
Yeah.
But that's really their only prediction. And then the other thing they talk about is what you're talking about, like with superpowers. Okay, no, obviously not superpowers. However, in 100,000 years, who knows the kind of stuff that we will be adding to our bodies. And that's not something that evolution will, get a say in.
But yeah, augmentations.
Doesn't go like, augmentations will be things that we add to our bodies. And that over a course of, say, 100,000 years could affect how our bodies react to these
kinds
of
cray.
Additions. Yeah, because it's like we're already changing
We've already
out.
Got like robo limbs.
Yeah, we're already changing out arms and limbs and stuff, and they're looking more and more or acting more and more realistic. Like,
totally.
We're living in good times.
Another it's going to be like, 100,000 years from now, the robotic limbs will be like straight out of Star Wars. It'll just be like, Luke Skywalker style. You won't even notice. It'll be like the difference between Blu-ray and VHS.
you won't even know what it used to be, how bad it used to be.
You won't know how bad it used to be until you look back and you're like, what? How did we watch this? It's a square, for God's sake.
I found an old flesh leg. How did we walk on these?
Can't even watch it letterbox.
I mean, we're already living in that time. I don't want to share too much because I haven't asked my sister, but she has a knee problem that she's been getting surgery for a lot. And this is the first time I've suggested, and not entirely been joking, just be like, man, if this pain isn't going away, like, you should just get them cut off.
I feel like they probably hurt a lot when they're not there, though.
You like, think
there's
so?
Got to be some pain.
Like phantom pain.
Yeah. Metal Gear Solid 5.
I don't know
5.
About that.
The there's phantom pain.
I mean, there's definitely phantom feelings or whatever, but not like people that have knee injuries that are chronic and just like chronic stress pains or stress fractures.
I wonder if that
fun.
Feels good in zero G.
Oh, yeah.
Zero G. Phantom pain no more.
Except for the 7 guys who did get punched. They're definitely feeling it. Tune in next week. It's
not,
a TV
that's
show.
That's not phantom pain. That's real pain.
Yeah, but it was a ghost doing the punching.
Punch Ghost 7.
Punch Ghost 7.
7
8
guys.
Men, 1 ghost, 7 punches.
The ghost can't be punched. He's a ghost.
He's a ghost. But somehow he can punch.
Yeah.
Oh, let's not even get started about ghosts.
Right? We've already classified them.
Ivan, you've asked me. I want to ask you. You know, what do you think about evolution? Like, what are we
going to Where are we
going
to go?
What do you think?
I feel like at this point, we are kind of developing the ability to... I think our biggest problem right now, societally, is, like, mental health. Like, sadness, things like right. that, emotional response to things. And I feel like if we were to evolve sooner rather than later, I feel like that would be the first sort of hurdle that would start to we would start to overcome. Basically, we'll all just be able to not pay attention to our emotions as much. Like, they won't determine our actions.
Okay, so you think society, that's a microevolution and then into a macroevolution thing. Like, you think society is making us less in tune with our emotions, and in turn, we will stop responding to them as much?
I think so. Emotions? Yeah, well, because we're also, like, overloaded constantly by whatever. You know, like, it used to be special when you saw a puppy. Now you see, like, 8 a day on the internet. Whatever, who cares, right?
And yeah, that's actually a good point. I don't know.
I think that, like, we're just gonna... But I met... Yeah, that might be nurture, again. Like, I don't think... Maybe that's not evolution. Maybe that has nothing to do with genetics. I'm sure a scientist is mad at me for saying it, even.
Listen, this whole podcast is about getting scientists mad at us. We're just trying to rile them up so that they speak out more.
Yeah. Send us a message, then, about
it. Yes, scientist.
And I won't even care, because my emotions have been evolved to not work.
No. I think...
That's my superpower.
I think what it comes down to is... will it get selected for? Like, does it give you an advantage not to respond to your emotions?
Yeah, I don't know. Or the emotions of others. I think it certainly helps me be a comedian. Because then, like, I don't get upset as much when I bomb.
Yeah, but then, I mean, do we not use them in different ways?
Emotions? Yeah, I mean, I struggle in relationships because of it. They're like, how are you not upset for me? I'm like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I'm not very good at the relationship for that same reason, but I'm also really selfish. So for me, it's just like, it's just not important to me. That's rude. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You can see why this isn't working well. Because I'm a rude person.
Yeah, don't you want others to be happy, Peter?
Yeah, and I just feel like they're happier without me. This is another
That's
thing that I say
true.
To myself in the mirror in the morning.
Everyone's happier when you're around, Peter.
Ah, guy. So nice.
We should evolve to all be better friends with Peter.
Don't you think we... I can think of a few people that are like, man, screw that.
Yeah.
But
I think that
though,
that's... I think you're right.
I think we're more emotional, though, than we used to be. Like, I feel like back in the medieval days, which I always love going back to,
yeah.
When things were very harsh and life was short, you know, people were dying all the time.
You had to be real, like, don't get attached.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and yeah, like, dying is a lot more tragic than it used to be, I think, now. Because we're like, oh, but he had 80 years ahead of him.
Yeah.
Whereas now, like, back then when people died, they're like, well, he was 30. He'd already had 7 kids. Good for him.
Yeah.
It was a good death.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think that going back to your earlier point about, like, being selfish, why not, though? Like, that just seems like a thing that's so crazy, is, like, people always expect you to put others before yourself. Like, that's what makes you, like, a good person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, no, because then you're just sad. Make yourself good. Then worry about others. Like, when you're doing all right, that's when you can definitely be concerned about the well-being of another or
like,
others.
Not to get too stuck in it, but I'm kind of the mind right now, like what you just said, I'm kind of the mind right now that things are changing really fast, and we got to be ready. We got to be on the ball.
Yeah.
You can't really lose sight of working on yourself or, like, making sure you have all your stuff in order.
Exactly, because you'll
for
be
a second.
You'll be all worried about, like, oh, what's going on over here? And then somebody invents a new social media platform, and then you're that guy who just got Twitter in 2015. You're like, how do hashtags work? No one likes that guy.
Yeah, and even on a more depressing scale, like, what about jobs and stuff, you know? Who knows how long you're going to have the job that you have? At some point, some robot's going to come along and be like, out of the way, I figured out how to do this for $0.
Yeah, and if I get crushed by a rock, no one cares.
Yeah, we'll just make another one of me.
Just a robot.
I think this goes back to...
There's no robot safety board.
It goes back... Yeah, I think this goes back to the thing we're always talking about on this podcast, which is that robots are the future. They're going to take over. We're going to, like, evolve.
automation
of usefulness. But we won't just, be able to keep up with the world.
But we need, yeah, I mean, like, maybe we'll evolve to just not even, like, that'll be our divergence, is, like, some of us will be, like, you know, weird, wispy, like, skinny people who will, like, go into robots mm-hmm. and, like, augment the hell out of ourselves. And then I feel like apart from that, there'll be, like, the naturalists who, like, remain in their human form. Maybe the people who, like, stay behind on Earth and, like, have to fight after the apocalypse using their own muscles.
The Earthies. The Earthies will be, like, strong and small and dumb.
Stocky.
And
they'll wear their wide ties. They'll come back. Save your wide ties till after the collapse of society, gentlemen.
Wide ties. I'm keeping my wide ties. I am keeping them. But, like, but again, we're talking about something that's going to be 100, 200,000 years.
Those ties,
you know what I mean? Like,
may not survive.
I think if we hopped in a time machine with my wide ties and went forward 200,000 years, the only thing that we would be able to relate to is
the
wideness
of ties. Like, oh, my God. Vintage wide ties. We thought we lost all these in the earth fire
ties.
Of 2040.
Wait, that earth fire is happening so soon.
We got another 15 years. Hopefully we'll release another episode before then.
We might.
Sick burn might. On both of us. All right. I think that about wraps it up for this episode.
I think so. What's the thing we got to conclude? We got to conclude with
getting taller in space. Why are we getting taller? We're getting taller because food's good. We got lots of milk.
And some of us
go
to
space, but we don't stay tall. If we did go to space, we would actually atrophy. I don't think we'd become like bigger.
Well, they have to. That's why they're always working out. So when they come back from space,
but
they're
still
like
super weak because we're like, oh, what? Ah, no gravity.
Yeah. I wonder what would happen to the people that are born in space and live in space for extended periods of time. I think if you're born in space, you just gotta stay there.
Yeah, it'd be weird to come down to Earth. You just get crushed. Maximum G. Crushed.
We'd be like, oh, you spaceys, you can't even hack it down here on Earth.
It's your wispy body that you put into robot machines. They'd have you'd have to make like a pressurized suit to come to Earth. The way we make, like, pressurized suits to go underwater.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that'd be cool.
Earth would be, like, the new underwater to those people.
Spaceys. I'm looking forward to this. I'm kind of stoked about this future.
Well, you'll be dead, so don't worry about it.
Oh, no. Oh, that was the single most depressing thing that's been said to me in the past month.
Unless you've put your consciousness into a robot. We got, like, a pretty short amount of time. To make that happen.
That's my dream.
So get on it, scientists.
Please get on it, because
we
I have got a great
divergence.
Brain.
We want to be there.
Yeah. Just let me be. Let me operate like a part of a robot. We can have like a bunch of humans in one robot, and we all get a turn operating it.
Like a children's play set. Yeah, like some of us can nap. That would be so weird having like two consciousnesses in the same body.
You could just watch what that consciousness does with it. But what if one of your consciousnesses becomes a criminal?
Yeah, I know. And then you got to...
Do you rat on half of your own being?
It'd be like those two-headed trolls that are just like always arguing.
Oh, sweet.
Be like a classic
self-fulfilling
sitcom.
Prophecy.
I want to see a classic sitcom about a two-headed troll that is like roommates with another two-headed troll. And then they do the whole thing where they like... draw a line down the middle of an apartment. Well, the phone's on my half. Well, the bathroom's on my half. Well, I control the legs.
Hold up. In this futuristic troll sitcom, we've gone back to landline phones.
Yeah, and stationary toilets. We'll have moving toilets by the future, I'm sure.
But stationary phones.
Oh, man, that's the next advantage in wireless technology. Pipeless. Pipeless toilets.
Pipeless toilets. Well, I don't know what that would be. I don't know. It would have to be itself.
There would have
to be its own little self-contained thing.
It'd be like a little laser thing where like the waste goes in and it just instantly becomes like broken down into its molecular structure. All particles all particles are captured and changed into something else. And there's no smell and there's no anything left.
I'd buy one of those.
Yeah.
I had this image in my mind when you said it was a laser thing that as soon as you like... you know, you go, you sit down to dump out, and then there's just a laser zapping it all. And there's a big warning on the side, like, are you a man? Okay, be careful not to let your danglies dangle too low. You might get caught in the laser.
Laser dangles. Oh, no.
Can we all start a hashtag called Future World Problems?
Yeah.
And
getting your laser dangles caught.
The laser dangles. Gotta be careful.
All right, everybody.
Don't get your danglies lasered.
Watch out for your laser dangles. What did we learn this episode? Watch out for your laser dangles. All right. That's the end of this episode, everybody. Tune in the next time we put an episode out.
Which will be soon, I think, right?
Hopefully. Okay, bye.
All right, bye, guys.